Gorme agat, Tomás. As me a cur a lahar tanona mai jeev elig. Coram falcha riven jes coil la blena shaw oscoil ta antama ta antama shaw ijahes montery don cartis show shelter gargo mai domacree. Thank you, Thomas, for your introduction and good evening, everyone. I welcome the opportunity to open this year's Teachers' Conference. The theme, as Tomás has outlined, is Teacher Education for Social Justice, which is close to my own heart. I interact frequently with teachers and children, but see it as equally important to recognise and appreciate the importance of your role in improving education standards. You are the people who educate and provide ongoing support to our teachers to be excellent classroom practitioners. Therefore, events like this are hugely important. This annual conference not only advances North-South cooperation, it also provides you all with an opportunity to share your professional thinking and to learn how teachers teach, and how to learn from each other your skills and how you input into the lives of the young people in your charge. I'm sorry that I can't stay for the entirety of this evening's conference, but I have to move on and go back up north to engagements that are both early in the morning, though hopefully not tonight. Nevertheless, your passion and commitment is conveyed in your conference programme, and I will touch briefly on some of the topics you are discussing. In the coming weeks, I will be publishing my strategy for teacher professional learning. I ask for your support to implement this strategy, which provides a structured framework for teacher professional learning over the next decade. I want to see every teacher supported to be a lifelong learning leader, leading their own learning right from the beginning of their career and not of their pupils. Underpinning this will be three key objectives: the development of a teacher professional learning framework, the promotion of collaboration and sharing of best practice through professional learning communities, for which your own workshop program is very practical illustration, and the strengthening of leadership capacity in our schools. I have engaged with a number of key stakeholders and have had significant input from teacher educators to develop this strategy. I am grateful for their professional advice and input. The strategy is the starting point of a carefully managed process of implementation. Ongoing engagement with you will be central. Since becoming Minister, my vision has been for a truly world-class education system that values every child equally. A system where all young people achieve their best and equally, where our wider education service supports teachers to provide high-quality teaching to every child every day. A system with schools capable of meeting the needs of all our children, regardless of their background. A system which encourages imagination, creativity, and that hunger for knowledge. My department's policy for school improvement, Every School a Good School, recognises the importance of strong and effective governance and leadership in schools to help maintain and improve standards. Importantly, it also recognises the absolute centrality of the role of the teacher. It emphasises that in order to remain effective, teachers need to refresh and develop their own learning and practice if they are to meet the complex and changing needs of pupils in a fast-changing world. You, as teacher educators, have a role in supporting these teachers. I know that we have a highly motivated teaching workforce. I know that schools are committed to inspiring our young people to achieve their best. I know, too, that we need to break the link between disadvantage and educational attainment. A child's social background should not predetermine their life chances. I trust that you as teacher educators share my belief that the values, skills and understandings required to build a socially just society permeate every level of our curriculum. I ask you for your continued support for those young people who aspire to be teachers and those not so young, and for those who already are in getting the optimum value from that curriculum. As our world changes and develops, you can lead the way in supporting teachers to adapt and develop context for learning quickly and flexibly as the needs change. In very practical terms, for example, my department is working with other departments and agencies, to ensure that we respond effectively and quickly to the needs of Syrian refugees arriving in the north. Moving to shared education, I believe that shared education presents an opportunity to drive sustained, systematic change, fighting inequality of opportunity, improving educational outcomes, and promoting reconciliation. Bringing together children from different religious and socioeconomic backgrounds to learn together regularly can play a key role in contributing to the development of a more tolerant, diverse, pluralist, and equal society. I want to bring our young people together so they can learn about each other, from each other, and understand that it's okay to be different. At the same time, we know from the international and local evidence that inter-school collaboration facilitates the sharing of good practice and can lead to improved educational standards. That is why we have committed £25 million sterling of funding over the next four-year period to the Shared Educational Signature Project. Developing the skills of teachers to facilitate their work with parents and communities is a core feature of this project. The Education Authority is currently working with our teacher training providers to develop a strategic approach to addressing teacher development needs. This project provides an opportunity for our teacher educators. You can play a role in developing the skills and confidence of the education workforce to facilitate meaningful exploration of controversial and sensitive issues such as division, diversity, inclusion, and community cohesion, issues which are at the very heart of promoting social justice. Last week, the Equality Commission in the North published a draft report of key inequalities in our education system. Except that there are many inequalities in our education system, but they simply cannot all be tackled by education alone. It is a multifaceted social issue with deep-rooted causes and deep-rooted histories. Drawing on your expertise and research, we can respond to tackling these issues flexibly and effectively while continuing to work more collaboratively with non-education partners and agencies. Quite simply, education cannot do this on its own. I know, like me, you believe that we must reject the notion that any child is a failure. All of our children have individual strengths, abilities, and talents which need to be nurtured. Whatever a child's circumstances, whether he or she is from a socially disadvantaged background, has special educational needs, is a member of an ethnic minority group, is a looked after child, or a refugee, they must be treated equally and receive an education that they deserve. In the North, the educational performance of our most deprived pupils has continued to improve in recent years, a 5% increase in GCSE results last year alone. However, there is much more to do. But we need to ensure that the focus remains on improvement and equity. As I've said, that gap still remains. Teachers and school leaders are central to raising standards. They are best placed to identify pupils who require additional support and to put that support in place. Similarly, teacher educators play a crucial role. I know that initial teacher education providers already work to ensure that teachers are prepared to meet the diverse needs of pupils in school. You already target recruitment of students from disadvantaged backgrounds. Teachers need to understand the pupils who are in front of them, and I think it's vitally important that we continue to and recruit more young people from socially disadvantaged backgrounds. Integrate issues relating to social and economic disadvantage in course content, and provide students with placement and observation days in schools with different backgrounds from the one they're used to. Nevertheless, I recognise that schools still require additional support to address low achievement and social disadvantage. That is why I have continued to implement policies and provide funding for a range of additional interventions. I have redistributed funding to target social schools or to target schools with high numbers of pupils from socially disadvantaged backgrounds, and I carry the scars from doing so. But I firmly believe that the changes I introduced to the common funding formula 2 years ago were right and correct, even in times when there is less finances around. Perhaps that is the most important time to ensure that those limited finances are directed where they are most needed. It will take several years before the benefits of that investment is truly realised. But I stand by the decision I made 2 years ago, and I believe we will see benefits from the future. This year, more than £90 million is being distributed to schools as part of their delegated budgets to tackle social deprivation and cater for the needs of travellers, Roma, looked after children, and newcomer pupils. This represents almost 8% of the delegated budget to schools. In addition, I have provided funding for a range of interventions to tackle educational underachievement. For example, the Delivering Social Change Signature Programme has provided additional support in English and maths to cover 18,000 pupils over those last 2 years. This enables schools to develop effective ways of identifying and targeting pupils at risk of underachievement. It provided teaching support to those pupils to help them realise their potential and raise attainment levels. We are now capturing the lessons learned from that project and will build upon them in the months and years ahead. The Education Works Programme highlights inequalities in outcomes as a multifaceted societal issue. Schools need the support of parents and communities, and that is why I launched the Education Works campaign back in 2012. The campaign highlights the vital role parents can play in helping their children do well in school and improve their life's chances. It aims to support parents, in particular those from disadvantaged backgrounds, to become more involved in their child's education. If a child is to reach their educational potential, it is vital that first and foremost they attend school. And whilst not explicitly targeting attendance at school, the campaign serves to support regular attendance by demonstrating the value of education. We also know there are a number of vulnerable groups of young people who do not attend school regularly, and this has an impact on their educational outcomes. I provide further funding to the Education Authority to deliver additional support to schools for pupils through the Inclusion and Diversity Service for newcomer and Roma pupils, the Traveller Education Support Service, the School Age Mothers Programme, and Looked After Children's Teams. The needs of looked after children is of key importance to me, and that is why I have commissioned my officials to develop a specific policy to improve their outcomes. Society owes them that much. Tomorrow's agenda of your conference includes workshops related to issues faced by newcomer pupils. We have a lot to learn from each other on these issues. Earlier this year, I was pleased to launch 6 online training courses for teachers and non-teaching staff working with newcomer pupils. These were developed through North-South partnerships involving the Inclusion and Diversity Service, the Leash Education Centre, the 2 inspectorates, and teachers across the North and South. Having witnessed the benefits that occurred from this work, I would encourage you to continue to work collaboratively to enhance provision for all our young people. For special needs, I am fully committed to inclusive and non-discriminatory provision for children and young people with special educational needs. They too must have access to high quality education that enables them to fulfil their full potential. Tackling social injustice through education presents all of us with huge challenge, a challenge that is even made more difficult by the current financial position. In the North, the reality is that over the last 5 years, the executive budget has been reduced by the Westminster government by somewhere in the region of £1.5 billion, with further cuts to come. This has meant and will mean a reduction in finance available to frontline services. However, we must continue to do all that we can to ensure that our children and young people get the education they deserve. We must continue to push the boundaries and aim higher for every child, particularly those from the most deprived backgrounds. That way, every child, whatever their background, will get the best possible start in life. So in reference to your upcoming panel discussion, I hope my words have signalled that yes, I believe that teachers do need to be able to do more than talk about social justice, and I look forward to hearing your feedback and ideas on how we achieve that. However, I'm also firmly in agreement that teachers and schools cannot do this on their own. The challenges faced by our teachers in the classroom come from outside the school gates, or often come from outside the school gates, whether it be in the family home, whether it be in terms of the community or social economic background of the community, the aspirations of community, the aspirations and inspiration given to community by community leaders. Our teachers are faced with those on a daily basis within the classroom. So there's a responsibility on all government departments, in my opinion, to ensure that the circumstances are created to allow every young person to become everything they can be. And finally, in tribute to Brian Friel, one of our great playwrights and a former teacher who passed away recently, I will remind you of the words of one of his characters, Michael in The Freedom of the City. It sums up simply, but effectively and neatly, what we all want in terms of social justice. We want a decent job, a decent place to live, a decent town to bring up our children in, and we want fair play too, so that no matter what our religion is, no matter what our politics are, we have the same chances and the same opportunities as the next fella. Go Míle Maelgóth.